Now time for Locker Room Chat with Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster after a couple games from this past week, a couple of rivalry games geographically. Coach, let's start off with your game from this past Friday, a tough loss. 51-47 was the final score to a really good Troy team. Your overall thoughts on your season debut?
You know, the start of the game, offensively, things didn't look really well, and I think we got down into a 8-0 hole right from the jump and had a call pretty quick timeout, and then we really regrouped. I think we went on 18-3 run after that and held a lead, and I think even got up to be about 30-18 at one point. And we had really long runs of great defensive stop after stop after stop. I think they, you know, we held them for over 5 minute droughts of not scoring the basketball. But offensively, we need to do a little bit better job running through our offense, and once they kind of started slapping a little bit of pressure and press on us, we turned the ball over way too many times for layups, and we didn't give our defense, which was playing great all game, you know, it'd be different if we turned the ball over, you know, out of bounds on the other end or feeding the post or something like that, where our defense can get back and give us a good stop. We turned the ball over for too many easy buckets and layups that, you know, we couldn't obviously even have a chance of stopping. But overall, I thought the kids played hard. Our perimeter, you know, our half-court man defense was really well. Our rebounding was out well. Our effort was well. We just turned the ball over way too many times when it was all said and done.
And then you guys were able to bounce back yesterday against Donovan West, 57-48. This is a Mustangs team that, I mean, looks like they're starting to improve quite a bit. They gave you guys a bit of a run for your money, but you guys still able to come away with the win with an improved offensive effort.
Yeah, I knew they had four pretty good guards that, you know, they do like to run the floor and push the tempo a little bit and space out. And I watched their first game, and they didn't shoot the ball very well from the three-point line. I knew they weren't going to shoot as bad at home in the second game as they did the first game. So I was a little bit worried about their three-point shooting and not letting them get hot. But we actually started out the game a little bit better offensively. And in the first game, I think we went 6-for-8 from the free throw line, which wasn't very good against Troy. This time we shot 28 free throws and only converted 14. So that was the biggest problem. And honestly, then for some reason we almost overextended on our perimeter defense, and we fouled too much. And, I think we let them shoot 12 free throws in the first quarter. And like I said, we fought a little bit of foul trouble, but we just needed to get back and start just playing better man to man defense and not going for so many steals and reaching in and stuff like that. But I knew I knew D-West, they're going to play hard. They were going to cut well. And I know they're a pretty good shooting team, and they didn't have a single senior on their roster. So they're going to be, you know, really good at the end of the year and even better coming into next year. So they were a good team that gave us a great battle. So that was pretty much it there.
And Coach, how nice was it to be able to bounce back and have such a nice overall offensive effort yesterday without one of your guys' best players in Tyzel Harrington?
Yeah, you know, we've kind of, you know, Percy scored 25 points last night, and we knew we had a size advantage against D-West, so getting the ball inside around the basket is always kind of every game. I'm pretty big at getting the ball inside and getting touches inside. I'm not against us shooting balls from the outside, but I really like to get touches inside before we kick out for shots and stuff like that. And, you know, we just have to be better offensively, you know, currently without Tyzel. And I, you know, Percy's not trying to overly force too much, but, if not everybody's on the same page running the offense, then we kind of get out a little bit out of character of what we want to do and force some bad shots or take some bad shots. So, like I said, we just, you know, we're relying on some other kids to step up, and, you know, we need to give them that opportunity and get them more involved in the offense. And that's, you know, that's more my job, making sure that they're confident and, hey, you know, we're going to run through offense before we, you know, settle for a bad shot. And then just sometimes our offense gets a little stagnant, and then it's like, you know, here comes a bad shot. And, luckily we've done a pretty good job shooting the first two games. But overall, just offensively, we scored a decent amount of points. We got to make our free throws and got to keep attacking the basket and making the easy shot.
Got league play coming up here on Friday at Jefferson West. Coach, best of luck in that matchup and hoping to keep that offense rolling.
All right. Thank you.
That was Riverside Boys Head Basketball Coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by M. Conn of Wathena and Euler Law Office.